The question was asked, why is the term Elohim in plural? So there are multiple answers to this. One answer is that Elohim is a name, and it does not mean plural. Just like Tzohoraim means afternoon, and just like Shamayim means heaven, so too Elohim means force. So that's one answer. Others disagree, and others say the word Tzohoraim is plural because it refers to the idea of the sun being on two sides of the meridian. Right? Tzohoraim. Shamayim is plural because you have multiple heavens. Yerushalayim. So one interpretation says it's one, and the other interpretation says no. There are two Jerusalems, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Chagigu. There's Yerushalayim Shalmat, Yerushalayim Shalmala. Ke'ir shechubera la'yachdav, right? So we have different understandings of the concept. So too, the idea of Elohim. One understanding says it's a term just like Shemaim, just like Tzoraim, just like Yerushalayim, means singular. Another understanding says it's the force of all forces. It's the encompassing force, the omnipotent. And as such, that's Elohim, to encompass all forces. And that is an understanding that's elaborated upon by the Rashba in his commentary in Tractate Brachos about the story of Elijah at Mount Carmel, where the people declared Hashem, Hu Elohim, the Tetragrammaton. Hashem is the force of all forces. What does that mean, Hashem Hu Elohim? We used to think that Hashem is above everything, and then there's Elohim, all kinds of different forces out there. No, Hashem Hu HaElohim. He is the force of all forces. He is all-encompassing, the omnipotent. So that's that understanding. Okay, so those are two understandings. There are more.